from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer. The news from the royal family comes after planned abdominal surgery in January. A statement says the cancer was detected during tests following the operations. In the statement, Kate says that her medical team has advised a course of preventative chemotherapy, and she's now in the early stages of that treatment. The new Democratic MP for Timmins, James Bay, has received a verbal assurance from the ruling Liberals that the government will continue to support Canada's critical mineral industry. Charlie Angus noted today in the House of Commons that we are days away from the shutdown of the Mineral Exploration Tax Credit Program. He remarked that minerals are vital to the 21st century economy.
So is this government going to outsource metal production to China or the horrific human rights abuses in Congo? Or will they support exploration in Canada where we consist on good wages, Indigenous consent and strong environmental standards?
Mark Saray, parliamentary assistant to the Natural Resources Minister, replied that the government is working with stakeholders to support critical minerals, mining, and mineral exploration in Canada. With funding from the United Way, the South Porcupine Food Bank is working on a strategic plan, the first in its history. Treasurer Andrew Persaud says the food bank needs input from donors, clients, volunteers, and the general public. A printed form is available, so is a QR code to participate in the survey online.
The survey asks if you fall into the particular buckets of donor, clientele, general public, whichever one, because the survey questions are sort of tweaked a little bit differently depending on what user you identify yourself as being.
As you'll hear Persaud say in the audio of our interview, the food bank is hoping for input soon so it can produce its strategic plan by late next month. It's on MyTimmonsNow.com. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's playoff time in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. The Timmins Rock begin defense of their crown with Game 1 of their series against the Iroquois Falls Storm tonight, 7:30 at the MAC. Game 2 is Sunday at 3, also at the MAC. The Powassan-Hearst series has Game 2 tonight in Hearst after Powassan took the opener 5-4 in OT last night. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.